The U.S. health authorities have stepped up warnings about the risk to pregnant women from the Zika virus in a district of Miami in Florida. Experts from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, are heading to the city to reinforce efforts to control the spread of the virus, which has been linked to severe birth defects. From Miami, here's Gary O'Donoghue.
There are now 14 individuals, two women and 12 men, who have contracted the Zika virus in a small 1 mile square area north of downtown Miami. These people are thought to be the first to acquire the disease transmitted by locally infected mosquitoes. 8 showed symptoms, but the others were detected after screening programs by health officials in the city. This increase has prompted the Center for Disease Control to alter its advice to pregnant women. Last week it said there was no need to avoid travel to the area, and now it says that pregnant women should.
The United States says it's carried out airstrikes in Libya targeting the Islamic State group in the city of Sirte. The Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said the raids were carried out at the request of the country's recently installed unity government.
Today, at the request of Libya's government of national accord, the United States conducted precision airstrikes against ISIL targets in Sirte, Libya, to support GNA-affiliated forces seeking to defeat ISIL in its primary stronghold in Libya. GNA-aligned forces have had success in recapturing territory from ISIL, and additional U.S. strikes will continue to target ISIL in Sirte and enable the GNA to make a decisive strategic advance.
The Libyan Prime Minister said IS militants had sustained heavy losses. The American billionaire businessman Warren Buffett has challenged the Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump to publish his tax returns. Mr. Trump has said he can't do so until the financial authorities have completed an audit. But Mr. Buffett said there were no rules against releasing tax returns and allowing people to ask questions about them. The Bolivian police have seized more than 7 tons of cocaine, which they believe was destined for sale in the United States. Our America's editor, Candace Peart, reports.
The Bolivian Interior Minister Carlos Romero said the drugs were hidden inside a cargo of mineral ore in trucks traveling along a remote mountain pass leading to Chile's seaports. He said the haul was destined for the U.S. market and had an estimated street value of $400 million. Earlier this year, Bolivian anti-drug police found 8 tons of cocaine within another consignment of mineral ore. The country is the world's largest producer of coca leaf, used as a traditional medicine and tea in the Andes, but also the raw material for cocaine.
World News from the BBC. The authorities in Mexico City say they have arrested a 17-year-old boy on murder charges after the bodies of 3 men were found. They say the boy's teenage girlfriend told investigators that he had become angry because one of the victims looked at her, another had opened a curtain while she was changing, and another had entered her room. Germany's deputy chancellor has said Europe must not let itself be blackmailed in talks about visa-free travel for Turkish citizens in the EU. Sigmar Gabriel's comments come a day after Turkey threatened to back out of its agreement with the EU to stem the flow of migrants unless visa liberalisation was introduced by October. A controversial law has gone into effect in the US state of Texas, allowing some students to carry guns on university campuses. Proponents of the new campus carry law say the presence of more concealed guns on campus could put an end to mass shooting incidents more quickly. But critics argue it creates an atmosphere of fear and could stifle freedom of expression. The U.S. state of New York is to ban registered sex offenders from playing Pokemon Go. The directive announced by the state governor, Andrew Cuomo, is expected to affect nearly 3,000 offenders currently on parole in the state, preventing them from downloading augmented reality games. Kat Wiener reports.
Since its launch early in July, the Pokemon Go app has sent millions of players, particularly children, roaming through cities and parks as they search for virtual Pokemon characters on their mobile phones. But an informal investigation in New York City, initiated by local senators, showed a disturbing number of matches between locations where players could find the sought-after imaginary creatures and the homes of known sex offenders. One researcher described the app as providing sex offenders with a virtual roadmap to the city's children.
BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。